there's no need to wonder why I am in this car right now, driving at top speed, beating myself up. We're just gonna peel off the bandage right away, because y'all, your girl Fela is once again doing the most. It was a parent teacher conference. Parent teacher conference. PTC. PTC. It should have just been PTC. I thought, no. Fela, why you gotta do PTC when you can do the Humpty Hump? Parent teacher conference. I am a fairy woman, okay? I don't know what it's like for, I've heard what it's like for human women. It's rough out in these streets. I feel for you. I've heard what it's like to be a dragon woman. It's rough out in these dragon woman streets. I have heard what it's like to be a witch woman. It's clearly rough out in these streets. I've dated a warlock. It's rough. So to be a fairy woman and to understand that I am the problem is it's a lot of counseling that's been done where I am. This is a very, I am in counseling. There is work being done, but like all has been said before, because counseling is being done and because work is being done does not mean I have arrived. I am digging dirt out of the pit of hell that is my bad decisions, but at the same time putting that bad decision dirt right back in. And I'm wondering to myself, Fela, have you learned? No. PTC. It should have just been, hello, Mr. Davidson. You are the son of a very, 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 very clever, very clever warlock. You too are also a warlock. I see that. You also happen to be 6'4", wonderfully chiseled in all the right areas. And what I should have done was kept my eyes closed and my nose closed and not smelled him, because what he smelled like was like blueberry muffins as soon as you take it out of the oven. That is what he smelled like. How dare he walk into my aviation classroom and smell like blueberry mother flippin' muffin, like freshly baked out of the oven, is what the 6'4", chiseled everywhere warlock looked like. Am I judging myself? Yes. Am I judging him for being damn near like the universe's perception of perfection? I am blaming this warlock man. Mr. Stevenson, what you can do with yourself is just not like show up to a PTC, because you could have even done, we could have done this over the phone and I would have not made my bad decisions. Okay. We could have done this over the phone, and yes, your voice would have sounded like a combination of honey and Hennessy, but I wouldn't have had to smell your blueberry muffin ass, and I wouldn't have to gaze upon your perfection. He looked at me and said, hello, oh, Mrs. Windrell. And I said, just call me Fela.
Oh, no, ma'am. We warlocks, we can't just simply call a woman out of her name. I mean, yes, Fela is beautiful. Fela, to me, sounds like a rose that hasn't withered yet.
What? Fela? My name? You just said my name, and you also said it in the same sentence with rose and not withering. I have put sentences like that together. Fela, rose, and it has always included wither, thorn, bleeding, crying, sore, desperate, brittle. But you, dear Perfection Stevenson, looked at me and saw an unwithered rose. How dare you come into my classroom and be this romantic? You, sir, are in timeout. Did I say that? No, I simply said, thanks. Who the fuck are you, Fela? Who the fuck do you think you are? Having a little bubblegum, cute ass fairy energy? Knock it off. All right? You knock it off. You turn around, you look at your blackboard, you start writing shit down. You tell Mr. Stevenson about his problematic warlock son who can't seem to turn in homework. That is all you came here to do. You had a game plan. Written on that game plan was introduce yourself, introduce Mr. Stevenson's work introduce Junior Mr. Stevenson's work that is non-existent, and then proceed to figure out a game plan how he can turn it in before he fails your flight class. I could cry right now. I am crying internally because I gazed into his warlock eyes. And when I tell you those eyes shifted like sunset to a certain lavender-like color. What? What? You're not only beautiful, but your eyes shift from sunset color to lavender. I can't. I got lost in them, y'all. I got lost in them. And so as I proceeded to take my hand, wipe his face that accidentally got chalk on it because I shook his hands with my chalk-filled hand, and then he, you know, grazed his hair back and then got chalk on his face. And so I was like, oh, Mr. Stevenson, you got a little chalk here. And he's like, where? And he tries to wipe it off, and he's wiping off air because, gosh, even air wants him to touch him. I was like, I got this. I wipe it off. My hand stays there. Not like glue, but like purposeful sweat. Because I just want to drizzle down his body. And in a moment's notice, he has cocooned me like a goddamn butterfly. Right before it becomes a butterfly, I am now larva. Okay? And I am larva-ing it up with Mr. Stevenson in our collective cocoon. We are now little itty-bitty tiny butterfly-sized, kind of, you know, larva-ing it up. You know, up in the sky. Because I'm a flight instructor, so why not larva and larva and larva and larva and larva. Oh, y'all, we larva, duh. We larvaed, and it was beautiful larvaing. By the end of the larvaing,
I simply said, well, good to meet you, sir. Just make sure that Junior Stevenson turns in his work, huh? I don't want to fail him. Thanks a lot. Thanks much. Good day to you, sir. And he said, hey, let's do this again. And I was like, PTC. I would love that. I would love that, Mr. Stevenson. He kind of like floated away. And I just watched him float. Because I hadn't been larva'd in a long time. And it was nice. The moral of this story is that I do not condone larvaing at PTC. But what I do condone, I am not there yet. We are still working on it. The moral of this story is that I made it to the other side. Got home. Needless to say, I feel like Junior Stevenson found out. I think they might have both been on it. I think he might have actually pimped out his daddy Stevenson, because the next day he just kind of looked at me and was like, hey, Fela, how was the meeting with my dad? Wink. Wink. So that's my PTC story. Do make sure, whether you're the parent or whether you're the teacher one day, exercise some caution. Exercise some self-control. Don't be like me. That is it. Fela in the city. Fela in the city.